It's a big day in Iraq, with American combat troops officially withdrawing from cities there. June 30th has been designated a holiday honoring that country's sovereignty. Also today, Iraq officially opened its oil fields to foreign companies for the first time in nearly 40 years. More than 30 big oil companies are competing in an auction for long-term service contracts. Iraq is believed to have the second largest oil reserves in the world behind Saudi Arabia, and the auction has generated tremendous interest. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
The oil companies are so eager for a crack at Iraq's vast oil wealth, they're willing to overlook some big negatives. It is a country still at war. There's a lot of political opposition to foreign oil companies. It's not guaranteed the contracts awarded at this auction will even be honored. And yet, more than 30 companies submitted bids. Energy experts say it's because there hasn't been an opportunity like this for big oil in decades. No one knows how much oil is in Iraq. Roger Diwan, a partner at the consulting firm PFC Energy, says there hasn't been much exploration there in decades because of all the political turmoil.
The Iraq-Iran war, the embargo sanctions, and the second Gulf War here. So in a way, we haven't really had a good look at what's in Iraq since the late 60s.
Diwan says Iraq is probably just behind Saudi Arabia in its oil reserves, and it's not hard to get Iraqi oil out of the ground. Peter Zion is an energy analyst at the global intelligence firm Stratfor.
They're large, shallow, relatively high-quality fields with relatively high pressure. You don't have to be an ExxonMobil or a Royal Dutch Shell in order to work in Iraq.
But you may need good government contacts. When Saddam Hussein kicked the foreign oil companies out of Iraq in 1972, many Iraqis supported the move. And there's still opposition to any sharing of the country's oil wealth with foreign companies. The withdrawal of U.S. combat troops from Iraqi cities and towns this week has only reinforced Iraqi nationalism. David Gordon, head of global research at the Eurasia Group, says Iraqi politicians could even try to overturn foreign oil contracts.
There's still a lot of political risk involved in Iraq in the energy sector. On the other hand, it is this enormous opportunity. So I think what companies want to do is to get in the game without making a big investment. What Iraq wants to do as a country is try to force them to put some money on the table.
Oil is being pumped in Iraq right now, but production is far below its potential because the country has not invested much in its oil infrastructure. For today's auction, oil companies selected which fields they're interested in and specified how much they'd want to be paid for increasing production at the fields. The oil itself would still belong to the Iraqis, and the Iraqi government set a maximum on what fees it would pay. By mid-morning, only one deal had been struck. These deals won't necessarily be highly profitable for the oil companies, but in the next phase, the Iraqi government is expected to open its undeveloped fields. The companies that win the right to search for oil might then be able to keep a share of what they find. Peter Zion of Stratfor says it's that competition, not this one, that would mean big money for the companies.
This is just everybody kind of wanting to get their foot in the door for the bigger prizes that will be here in a year or two.
So Iraq is more a potential opportunity than a real one for the big international oil companies. But Roger Diwan says no one wants to be left out.
What makes Iraq special is there's room for all the big oil companies at the same time and for all of them to have sizable projects. Everybody will get something fairly large.
Iraq is currently pumping about 2.5 million barrels of oil a day. With modern technology and foreign expertise, experts say the country could produce four times as much. That would be a bonanza for Iraqis, even if they have to share the wealth with foreign companies. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.